Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Don't look now, Mac. You can bet it if you want. Plus 1,100. Shohei Ohtani is on the on-deck circle. It is the top of the eighth. So he should have one more at bat. Exact result in his fifth plate appearance, Shohei Ohtani home run plus 1,100.
Woo! Well, he has two hits today?
I believe so.
No
Let
homer?
Let me okay. check the mobile app.
Yeah, if he hasn't gone yard yet, then I do like that. Home
dudes,
crowd?
Dudes do. Let's see, stats. Yeah, home crowd no matter what, even if he is the visiting
that's
team.
That's true.
Ohtani is 1-for-4.
Oh, I like it even more.
I mean, you'd think that he'd go yammers in his hometown. 2-2 count. Shohei Ohtani on the on-deck circle. Ohtani last year had 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases. First time ever in baseball. Ryan with the scores. A little bit about the draft being important. And again, tournament coverage that we'll get back into with your March Madness. But your tournament coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Cubs Dodgers currently going on 3-1 Dodgers in the Tokyo Dome, completely sold out, completely madhouse. Baseball in Japan, big seller. It's like the NFL here. And Ohtani on the on-deck circle again. If you want a live bet plus 1100, I mean, why not? Would be awesome if it happened, because he's one of those guys. Again, he'll have to hit in the ninth inning as the Dodgers just got struck out. So we could do it. We could have it.
It's tempting.
We got to make sure he's going to come out and bat. Which is one thing I found about live betting. Tough. Because it's ahead. So like they know before you can see it to be really quick.
Yes.
But I do think it is interesting with the draft this year with the Kansas City Chiefs. Because I mean, two picks in the third round. It's like they have like a slew of picks. Right? Three in the seventh, two in the third, one in the first, one in the second.
I believe...
What do we have, six, seven picks?
He's five picks in the first four rounds, right?
Yeah, and then the three and the seven. So there's eight.
Eight picks.
Eight total. And then obviously the one you get next year.
And you're hoping one of those seventh round picks is just a guy who makes the roster.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And in the first round, you're picking 31st.
Yep.
Because what is this, like the first year in like forever? Every team has a first round pick?
Did Bob say it was the first team ever?
First time.
I think, yeah, it's the first time ever.
Every team's had a first round pick, one through 32?
Mm-hmm.
For now. Tennessee's phone is just being waiting to be called, and nobody's called yet.
Or they called, and they just haven't.
Yeah, no one's like, yeah, no, we're good.
I think they're picking Cam Ward, man. I really do.
I don't hate it.
I don't either. I did before, but now I'm like, yeah, why not? I'm kind of changing my strategy with drafting.
Not Shador, not Cam, not Jackson. Like, those are the three, right?
Those
Dart,
for
Ward,
sure.
Shador.
I'm kind of changing my draft, just like, no pun intended, but throw more darts at the board. Like, the chances you get, if you've got a top five pick and you need a quarterback, at this point, we're not good at this. We're probably shooting below 50% hit rate on these guys. If you get your shot, you better take it, man.
I'm also still in the same boat as these guys don't have to necessarily start this year.
Yes, exactly.
If they're not, you know, blowing you away with what they've shown so far in college. I know Cam Ward played at Miami where everything was hectic, right? And now that loser, Carson Beck, will be their quarterback.
Loser, man.
Guy lost a Lamborghini and one of the hottest girls in his life because he just couldn't put his phone away.
Crazy, dude.
Shout out Hannah Cavender. If you ever come to Kansas City, let us know.
How you doing?
What's their rank in the women's tournament? What question? Random.
Okay, I'm excited.
You're single. Miami plays at T-Mobile for hosting the women's tournament. Would you go just to strictly watch the Cavender twins?
Probably not.
No?
No. If you were like, let's do it, I'd be like, all right, bet.
Yeah.
I'd dress nice. Chain.
I'd have a sign.
You'd have a sign?
Mm-hmm.
With which one's name?
Haley, both? I deleted my Snapchat for you.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
Seriously? Haley, I don't have Snapchat anymore. Let's talk. Carson Beck is a loser.
And ugly.
Yeah. He never realized what he had. Flip the sign.
Flip the sign.
Tell it's gone. It's, over and over again. Let's talk about it.
It's a big sign.
Big sign.
Lots of stuff.
Large
happening.
Font.
Large font.
It's almost like those card readers on the
show. Yeah,
shows,
I'm handing you different, you know, cards. Yeah.
Haley, it's fine. Your sister probably would like me. She said that in her IG video, sisters have a gut feeling who a good guy is.
You've got people behind you. Hey, bro, I can't see the game, dude. She's not even looking over at your sign.
My gummies aren't like Carson's. His are clearly obviously on his face. Mine are in the garage. And they'll make you laugh. No, I don't know. I don't know where they are selected. If they even made the women's tournament, I assume they did. But again, I don't know. You know what happens when you assume. But one thing I can assume is that Kirk Cousins has made a ton of money as we dive into what we like to call Wednesday around this time, around the 7:20 hour, is one word. 913-586-7965. Feel free to chime in. Mac, let's kick these things off with one word.
Let's do it. One word. So you mentioned Kirk Cousins. He is the cash king. He has now made more money in his career than Tom Brady. Tom Brady playing over 20 years. Kirk Cousins, I believe, just over a dozen years as I pull up the exact stat. But one word for Kirk Cousins making more money than Tom Brady. Right now, Kirk Cousins, $331.6 million earned on 14 seasons. Tom Brady, $332 in 23 seasons. So Kirk Cousins just $0.4 million less in 9 seasons less.
Yeah, for me, it's tough because you have to, like, look at the career. Obviously, like, Kirk Cousins has, what, one playoff win, but he's made almost a half a bill, if not more than that. What'd you say it was, like, 399 or something like that? Or
yeah, Kirk, 331. Tom Brady, 332.
Yeah, so I mean, like, again, Kirk Cousins is making all of his money now. I don't think he has a life outside of playing. I just don't think he has that it factor. I think maybe they give him a run on, like, you know, Fox or something where they're like, all right, let's go to Kirk Cousins. But, like, it doesn't seem like he wants to do that. Seems like a really big family man, so he's getting all his money now. He is the all-time, you know, flex, you know, or the, what does Carrington call it, the all-time finesse? He has Kirk Cousins Atlanta and Kirk Cousins Minnesota, right? Like, the opposite way, like, that Chase Daniel did it. Chase Daniel was like, you know what? I'm a backup. I get it, but I'm going to make my money. But Daniel also had a career outside of it. Obviously, he's on FS1, does that show with all those other people from time to time. Yeah, plus, he has the Diana Rossini show with him and Diana.
Yes.
Decent content. Yeah, I like it. But like Kirk Cousins, dude, one word to describe that, finesse, right? Carrington nailed it from way back in the day. He has finessed the league. He has given you enough, but not enough. He gives you the hope that this guy can get you there, but once he gets you there, falls flat, right? One playoff win, tons of money, living the hope and belief of this system that works with Kirk Cousins, and then it just fades away. So he has finessed, like Carrington, I give him credit, has done his entire career to make $300-plus million as a quarterback in the league. Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely good for him. My word would be Coles. A lot of Coles cash for the Kirkster. So, yeah, man, you know, this is just going to happen more and more. Kirk Cousins is the name that we're going to associate with this sort of thing for now. There will be a new name in a couple of years, right? The salary cap goes up. These guys get higher paid contracts. Tom Brady, you're doing fine financially. One word sticking in the NFL here. Yesterday, well, really Sunday night into Monday, we got the news on the Cincinnati Bengals locking up T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. One word on that.
Offensive. I think it's hilarious that all the memes are in there with you know, who's going to play defense, who's going to do this. I would say it was crucial, offensive, generational, dumbfounded. There's a lot of one word to describe those moves because, again, like last year, the problem was your defense. Now, again, you have Ja'Marr Chase, generational talent, fantastic wide receiver. Chances are he's not going to have a triple crown year again, right? And the other thing that I will say is a lot of people, you know, those numbers, maybe, I don't know, what do you say, Mac? Two or three games, maybe those are garbage time numbers where they're down by, you know, 21 points because their defense couldn't hold anybody.
For Ja'Marr,
And they got to go and they just, you know, but again, good for him.
That's no doubt.
We all knew he was going to get paid. I thought it'd be the smarter move to trade Ja'Marr Chase and save that money to go build a defense, keep T. Higgins, who you think is a top 20 wide receiver. Ja'Marr Chase, obviously wide receiver number two, will probably be in the top three picks in fantasy football this year.
Absolutely.
I would assume it'll be him, Justin Jefferson, and Saquon. Those would probably be my top three picks in fantasy football this year. Offensive, bold. I will say that. That's probably my main word that I come through after rambling about the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah. It's a bold move for one word. For the Cincinnati Bengals and their signings with Higgins and Chase. Great guys. Of course, you want to bring everybody back. We've all ran franchise in Madden. We've done dynasty modes. Sometimes you can't do what you want to do because of the cost. Cincinnati has got to nail it. You talk about Brett Veach nailing the draft. Cincinnati's got to nail this draft. Big time defensively.
They have put themselves in a situation where, every year, not just this year, every year, they're going to have to add multiple starters on defense. And they haven't really, I think, the smallest scouting department in the NFL. So it's not something that they've really strived in as far as scouting guys and getting good talent. Their drafts haven't been good. My one word would be Super Bowl.
Isn't that two?
Actually, I do think it's one. I don't know. Either way, hyphen, Super Bowl. If you want to make it one word, Burrow.
Mm.
You're all in now. We gave you everything. I don't want to hear anything about the defense this season because you wanted this. You wanted Higgins and Chase here. They actually had you.
And you got to stay healthy.
And you got to stay healthy.
Seems every other year.
It has been every other season. I mean, even this season, he was healthy. He played. It was an incredible career year, but we heard about it. Oh, can he pick up a water bottle? I was a guy thinking, I don't know if his elbow is going to be okay. Prove me wrong, but let's see. Again, 2 years in a row, consistency. And I don't want to hear about your defense. This is, you made your bed, man. Let's go. Lay in it. Get a Super Bowl. Make a run. Mm. You need to do something here because that one Super Bowl run is going to erode its quality more and more as the years go. One word on Jameis Winston visiting our boy Bob, visiting Bob's Giants.
Perfect. You know why it's perfect? Many reasons. I'll give you three. New York, Jameis Winston, NFC. I can sit back and enjoy him torching teams. By the way, I'm pretty sure the Chiefs play the Giants this year as they play the NFC East. Philadelphia, Dallas, Washington, Giants. We would get a Jameis Winston reunion.
Yes.
That's a win. That's, you know, it's a win.
Huge win.
You're not losing to Jameis. You didn't lose to Jameis last year. You left Mahomes in too long. That was a weird one. But like, Jameis Winston, New York is perfect. It's Winston. It's wins perfect, right? Like, it's great. Jameis in New York is what we need for the Giants. You go out, you get Malik Nabers. If Malik Nabers gets Jameis Winston, you better believe Malik Nabers should go in the first round of a fantasy draft.
100%.
You've got that 10th, 11th pick, and you're getting in a snake draft. You're going to pick like in the second round, first or third or whatever. You take Malik Nabers. You know why? That cat daddy's going to get 15 targets a game.
Get fed, baby.
And if he is that dog, he's going to take 10 to 15 targets and turn into 100-plus a game. Because you know one thing Jameis does? He's a gunslinger. He's a gambler. Mm-hmm. He doesn't give a rip what you think. He's going to throw the ball. He's going to throw four touchdowns, four interceptions for 400 yards. Perfect in New York. I love Jameis Winston for the Giants all those fans, they're like, what are we going to do without Daniel Jones? You got a slight upgrade. You went from the C deck to the B deck, but you're just barely on the B deck with Jameis Winston.
Story. Yeah, fantastic. Inject it into my veins, not one word, but just this is what I want. I want Jameis Winston on the New York Giants. Aaron Rodgers, a rookie, whatever. Like, none of that's going to be fun. I want to see Malik Nabers in space. I want to see him be productive. And Jameis Winston, will he win them games? No, not really.
Shohei Ohtani's up. I bet $5 I'm going to hit a home run at plus 900.
Okay, here
five
we go.
Five to win 50.
Love it.
0-1, it's a 1-1 count for Shohei Ohtani. Stick this one deep.
pitches in the dirt as he eyes it.
Somebody says on the text line, I didn't know who the Cavender twins were, but I do now. Holy smokes. You made my 32nd birthday that much better. Hey, Don.
Happy birthday, 913.
Yes.
My fiance texted me, you better not, about 9 minutes ago. I'm pretty sure that's in reference to us going to the game. So.
But I had mentioned if you were not engaged.
Exactly, yeah.
Plus, you want to just see some competitive basketball.
Yeah, I tell you, come on. This is a sports trip,
babe. I go to
babe.
Twin Peaks for the views.
Exactly.
The food's great.
Strictly business.
Service is a plus. It's a business lunch.
All right, one word on, you sent me this audio yesterday, and I was like, whoa. And then maybe I already gave away my one word, but Justin Reed, man, I'll just let you tell him.
Base hit, Shohei Ohtani.
Base hit?
Not home run.
Yeah, dang. Was that a double? Double there for, yep, Shohei. Okay, this is Justin Reed on your girl show, Kay Adams, yesterday. Let's listen.
I was watching your press conference this morning, and you said Saints, even though you didn't meet with them, the Titans and the Eagles. Like, those were teams that you liked, that you were talking to, whatever. Justin, when I saw the CJGJ trade, I thought it was a wrap. I'm like, there's Justin Reed. He's heading to Philly. Yeah. We were trending on Twitter. Yeah. I literally was like I was golfing or something. I was like, no, it's all done. How close were you to that, which would have been
pretty
crazy.
Close, actually.
Really?
Pretty close, just because me and the defensive back coach there have a really good relationship. The defensive system was the same defensive system that I ran at Stanford. So that whole Vic Fangio system, I know it pretty well. And the conversations were pretty intense. The only drawback was they were just so limited in cap space that we couldn't make a deal that made sense. But the situation, the conversation was happening.
You could have gone there and switched sides and tried to repeat the Super Bowl berth with them. That would have been crazy. Chiefs fans would have lost their mind.
Yeah, well, I still believe we can still get that done in New Orleans.
We're going to stop it there because that's actually that. Ridiculous. But
one word describing Justin Reed potentially joining Philadelphia, Vic Fangio, defensive backs coach, saddening. You don't want to see your guys go to the enemy. I mean, whatever, Justin Reed, go get your money. Great guy, fan of the show. Great interview not too long ago here on the show. Saddening, but I mean, welcome to the NFL. Again, it's a business, right? If Trent McDuffie doesn't get the big contract from the organization, it's business, man. At the end of the day, it's a tough, tough, tough business that it is. So, I mean, saddening to see him go to Philadelphia because Philadelphia does play in Kansas City this year.
To see
them introduced and see Justin Reed in the Kelly green,
Damn. Which
obviously they'd probably be in white if they came to Kansas City, but it would just be tough, you know. Go to New Orleans and do what Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers should do in Minnesota. Go do what Tyrann Mathieu, Dan Sorensen, Willie Gay, Colin Saunders all do. Just go to the NFC South, live out your dream in your hometown and get paid. But saddening if you would have gone to the Eagles.
Yeah, hurtful for sure. Yeah, I told him over the phone real quick before that interview, just, hey, man, you're one of my favorite Chiefs ever, because he really is. There's something about undersized, hard-hitting, full-of-heart safeties that put it all on the line. Justin Reed is that. He's a leader. He's a vocal guy. I've loved watching him play. That would have hurt. That would have sucked seeing him play for a successful defense. And he would have been great there. So I couldn't have dogged his decision in any way. But we're almost done with the NFL. We're going to college basketball. But before we do, Dusty, I have to ask you. This picture went viral Saturday night. I was in side pockets showing all my friends because this is just unbelievable. One word, if you haven't seen it, please, once you're done driving or in a safe spot, please go look up the picture that Bill Belichick's girlfriend posted over the weekend on Instagram. One word for this, they're on the beach. She is flying on his feet. It's like you're a five-year-old and your dad's lifting you up on his legs, you know, and you're getting to fly. One word, man.
I have two one words. One, impressive. I mean, 7-year-old Bill Belichick?
Yeah, dude.
Squatting up that lady on his feet, not even using the hands.
No,
just
no
in
hands.
The sand, on the back, in the missionary position, letting her fly.
Yes.
And then living. L-I-V-I-N. Living, baby.
Living, baby.
Because, I mean, literally, I'm 37. Doubt I could pull that off. Bill Belichick, hairy ass legs.
Yeah, dude.
Wobbling, I'm sure.
Pasty.
They got the steel shot. Laying on his back, assuming the position, and just got her in the free falling position that is his lovely life. L-I-V-I-N, living, baby.
Yeah, winning. Bill B just winning right now. Gotta love it for him and his, I believe, 25-year-old girlfriend there. Okay, it's basketball time. You know what it is. It's March. One word on, we talked about the one seeds, maybe getting some more dictating power over kind of what they do. One word on the one seed not getting any say in who they play.
Normal.
Okay.
Right. Yep. They already try to like buttercup it where they're like, hey, you're in the East region. You're the one seed. You're the one overall seed. You're going to play over here. The top two seeds normally get some good benefits. Because what is it? Florida's the number one in the West. Duke's number one in the East. Auburn's the number one in the South. And then the Midwest is Houston. So the top three seeds, I mean, essentially, whatever. Florida's not on the West Coast, but they're the fourth number one overall seed. They should still have an easy side of the bracket because of where they rank in the season. But normal.
Yeah.
I mean, college basketball is already jacked up anyway. You got the president of the committee is from North Carolina's AD. He gets to decide. Can't be in the room. So it's normal. It's always going to be lost. It's always going to be outdated. Yep. You know, so whatever one word you want to say, I would just say normal.
Yeah, tradition. Yeah, I'm fine with that. MU, I haven't checked this morning, so there could be a new status coming out about Mark Mitchell, but I know he has been injured and people have been talking about,
you know, he's a local kid, right?
Status, yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. People have been questioning his status for the tournament. One word on Missouri being without, if they were without Mark Mitchell.
Grill. Last two games, maybe last three games, not been the Caleb Grill that he's been. Go be fast. Go let Caleb Grill, the 29-year-old senior veteran from Wichita, where they're playing, home court advantage for him. I know he's not 29, but I think he's 25. Transfer student throughout. Go lean on Grill. Go lean on Tamar Bates. Lean on your veterans. I know that, you know, that Mitchell won't maybe be there. You played pretty aggressively against Florida.
They
gave Florida their best game in that SEC tournament. Mitchell wasn't around. Now, you've got Cruz, who can be a wild card. You've got Bates. You've got Grill. Go be those guys that got you here the entire year. Have Caleb Grill. Hopefully, this is where we can see it, right? Three-point shooters can get electric. Playing at home, Caleb Grill against a team like Drake, who plays in the Missouri Valley Conference, not very far from home as well. Here we go. Lean on your three-point shooter. Get out to a big lead. Lean on Grill, and you trust. So Grill would be my one word.
Love it.
Grill him.
Grill him. One word on, go over to KU, Hunter Dickinson in the tournament. Also the latest on Mark Mitchell from John Rothstein. Is expected to be available.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Which is good.
Yeah. One word to describe KU's Hunter Dickinson?
In the tournament, specifically.
I don't know, man. Enigma.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Is he going to be that guy?
Yeah.
Is he going to be the 30 and 10? Mm-hmm. Is he going to be the, you know, because he's a double-double lord. The guy will go out there and get you 20 and 10, but is 20 and 10 enough in the tournament for Hunter Dickinson? Does it need to be 28 and 12? Does it need to be, you know, 31 and 14? Because you get your offense fluid around him and he can be consistent, make those two-footers that he seems to miss, hit those dunks, actually not do weird passes behind your head. Because then if you can start to funnel the defense in there, that gives Zeke Mayo some more space, and Zeke Mayo can then maybe get his game going like it was in that Big 12 tournament, the T-Mobile Center, where at one point he was 10 of 16 from the arc. Get Zeke Mayo going. Let your boy out there. Why am I drawing a blank on his name? The point guard. I'm drawing a name on a blank on his name.
Oh, damn it.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. He's been there for 6 years. But have Dickinson foil everything in the middle. Be the guy that they have to fear, they have to crash in on. Zeke Mayo and other guys can get, Dwan Harris, they can get more dictating outside of the arc and maybe get a little bit more points. At one point, they were the number one team in the country. That's still the same team together that was at one point ranked number one. You're now in the tournament. You're where Bill Self thrives. Dickinson, prove it. He is an enigma right now, though.
I like the word from the 6-2-0 there. Vital. He is extremely vital for them. They're got to be their best player on both sides of the ball. And real quick, before we get out of here, we'll talk about Cags at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about the Royals and some baseball. But we got the news yesterday. Cags to the minors. One word.
Expected.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
We knew it was coming. We had high hopes. But he's in Double A. Just ball out. Give them no excuse. That's where you're at. The guy's polished media-wise. You know, he had a thing that came out.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yesterday they wrote about, he said, had a great time, put together a good spring, got to meet these guys that are pros, be around them, pick up some knowledge. Great response. Very well polished kid. Vern's told us that. Yeah. Go right through double A, get right into triple A, get to Omaha, get through Northwest Arkansas, yep. Get right into Omaha, and then really keep picking it up. Don't fall back. Don't give them any reason to be like, see, that's why he's down here. Give them reason to be like, damn, MJ's won for his first 26 in the big leagues.
Meanwhile, Cags is raking.
Yeah,
I'd say temporary.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.